Okay, the one, yeah, one of the things, okay, we're going to, Paul tell you, all of the things that these have in common, you were going to ask me, we got been confused here. But all of these things, that all of these treatments, religions, and so forth have in common, what are they? And basically, you know, I like to talk a little bit about Paul Tillich, a great philosopher, theologian, some say is one of the greatest in our century. And what Tillich was also, in some sense, I think, a sort of a great psychologist, too, because he had a lot of psychological insights. He did have a lot of knowledge about psychology, and he kind of combined these all together. And when I was at seminary, he was my favorite theologian, I guess you'd say. But one of his great insights was that he called this thing, this our number one in our life, our ultimate concern, our top goal in our life, our top value, the most important thing in our life. He called it our God, our little G-O-D, our personal God, the thing. So whatever our number one concern is, our ultimate concern, is like a God to us. That becomes our God. So if it's success, or if it's money, or if it's another person, or if it's our church, or it's our nation, or whatever it is, or if it's ourself, and that's our God, then that God is going to control us, and that's going to rule our life. And that was Tillich's number one insight. And so I think all of the things that these things have in common, all of these change approaches, is they somehow deal with people's ultimate concerns.